previous generations the mechanchim from the Doir, Shivish HaElom, didn't speak about these in Yonim Barab. Shnius Yofeloi, his Beremes. In fact, Rav Volpe the Mashkiach once went to the Chazon Ish and asked the Chazon Ish if he should speak about these in Yonim Barabim. The Chazon Ish said, Besser nicht. Beyochid, it's not Barabim. And he turned around and he says, oh, but Rebellia. Rebellia Lopian does. Rebellia Lopian meg und ken. He can and he can. The generation changed. The technology and the pirates from the door became to a point where even in the Beis HaMedrash you can't run away from it. 50 years ago, even 30 years ago, a yeshiva was known as a Tevas Noyach. It was a Tevas Noyach in the middle of all the schmutz, but everybody knew that once you're sitting in a Beis HaMedrash and you're orangutan in learning, Torah has its effect and you can get away from Taibas Olam Hazeh. But today, it's not so. Today, changed, and speaking about it in public is a must. In fact, Rebellia talks about the Chofetz Chaim brings down. Rebellia was by the Chofetz Chaim, and Rebellia, Chofetz Chaim told him that the Milchomas Goig Umogig will be a lot more severe than the Holocaust that is coming now. Chofetz Chaim used to speak about the Holocaust, that Yiddish blood is going to flow like the river. Chofetz Chaim said, but there's still one more milchama to come, and it'll be a lot worse than the Holocaust that we saw in the 1940s. But there's one difference. It won't be physical, it'll be spiritual. And the Milchemes Goig Umogig before Mashiach comes is going to be a spiritual battle between Tov and Ra. And there'll be more neshamas, more Yiddish neshamas, even from in the Beis HaMedrash, that are going to be taken away and be lost. And if you make the cheshbon today of how many Yiddish neshamas, even those sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, have been affected by this Milchomas Goig Umogig, probably it's a bigger number than the neshamas that were lost in the Holocaust. Rav Vozner writes in the Tshuva that all the ups and downs of a yeshiva bocha, of a person's life, is totally on one yesod, which is called Kedusha. And Kedusha is the spinal cord of Klal Yisrael. There's a Mishnah here in Yehovas, talks about Asora Nisim Nasul Avesenu. There was 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdosh. It goes through different Nisim, Lamashal, even with all the meats and chickens that were around, they never saw a fly. And one of the Nisim is, V'le'ira Keri L'Koyen Godel B'Yom HaKippurim. Kohen Gadol never saw Keri B'Yom HaKippurim. The Tosfos Yonta asks a shaila. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol who was going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're talking about, but forget about the second Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash, where the Kohen Gadol was chosen because of his Gadlus, B'Torah, B'Chochma. He was the Gadol Ador. He was going into the Beis in Kodesh HaKadoshim. He was put away for 7 days. The night of Yom Kippur, he was up all night. He had Shomrim. He had people that were guarding him, that he shouldn't fall asleep. And yet was scared that Chas V'Shalom, the Kohen Gadol, is going to be Nichshal. And you say this is from the Asara Nisim. It says the Tosfos Yontov Amor Dikei Yisoid. And this Yisoid is what's happening today. When there's a fight, a Milchoma, and we're coming towards the end of the fight, each side is fighting stronger. Or we give a moshel in today's generation. You're at the end of a ball game. You got 2 minutes to the end. Everybody is going to try. All the players are going to fight to make sure that they get the extra goal. And that's the way it works by the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer HaTov. Which is a Mori Dikoloshen. U'kashe'echad me'em korav li'es menutzach. When one of them is going to be stronger and he's going to win, Yischazik al omdoi, the other one will be stronger. Biroisik ichol tzeil avaro, because he's going to lose. The Satan doesn't want Mashiach. The Satan doesn't want Mashiach, and he knows we're coming closer to the Yemei HaMashiach. And the only way he's going to keep back Mashiach is by the Koyach HaTuma, and that's the only reason why technology is moving so fast. From the time that they had radio, to the time that they had television, to the time that they had this years and years apart. And today, it's moving so fast. Every year you've got to buy a new phone. The 6, the 7, the 8. Because the Koyach HaTuma is working so fast because he wants to make sure that he's going to be the Menatzeach, he's going to be the winner. And it's scary to say that the Milchama's Gog and Magog, we might be losing. The Yismach Moshe, the Satmar Rav, used to say in Shalashudas Torah by Shevavim that he has a Kabbalah from his Zayda, the Yismach Moshe, that the Yismach Moshe asked a Shaila. Rav Yisrael Ksherim Heim, Rav of Klal Yisrael Akosha. How come Mashiach hasn't come if you go Basar Rav? And this is before Haskalah started. This is before Klal Yisrael started moving out the ghettos and becoming more worldly. And Yismach Moshe said, the reason why Mashiach hasn't come is because B'shas when Bochrim were Bochrim, they were Nichshal. And even though after they grew, they moved on, but they never were Masakin, the Chatesh Neurim, they were never Masakin in real tshuva. What they did when they were younger, and those Averas are being Mekatrig and keeping back Mashiach coming. When the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to give Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Klal Yisrael, went up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, give me a message that I can tell Klal Yisrael as a hachona, a preparation for Kabbalah Satayra. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, go back to Klal Yisrael and tell them, Va'atem tiyu li mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. Eila hadvorm asher tadabel b'nei Yisrael. You should be a princely nation, v'goy kodesh, and a holy nation. Eila advorm, these are the words of Tadabel B'nei Yisrael. Says Rashi, lo pochos v'lo yaisa. Nothing more, nothing less. That means there's nothing else to give a message before Kabbalah Satayra. There's one message. Goy Kodesh. You want to be a Makabal Torah? You want Torah to have an effect on you? You want to be part of this Nisuin that the Ribbono Shel Olam is making with Klal Yisrael? Lo pochos v'lo yaisa. Nothing less, nothing more. It's all Tali in Kedusha. Chofetz Chaim. In Torah Oyer, he says a scary line. Madregas ha'odom, the madrega of each person and his closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam is totally on his madrega in Kedusha. Ki lefi erech kedushoso, lefi the erech, how much he's got kedusha, kachi ru'uya, that's how he's fitting to be miskarab to the Ribbono Shel Olam. As it says, v'yisem kedushim ki kodesh ani. So the Shaila is asked, what's the Torah mitzvahs? Gemara says, Torah, ha-mo'er shebo yachze lemutov. The mo'er of Torah, the light of Torah, brings him back, will bring him back. Waham to Torah? Waham to mitzvahs? Asher kidishonu b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu. Every bracha we say is asher kidishonu b'mitzvayso. Waham to that kedusha? Waham to those mitzvahs? So the Chofetz Chaim says, in Shmiras HaLoshon, he said, I'll ask you a kasha. We say in Krishna, that's the first asiya. Then we say again, what's the second asiya? What's the second time you're going to say asisa moisam for? Says the Chofetz Chaim, to tell you, the Torah is coming to be meramis to you. When do the mitzvahs help? Calls the man, the Yid is a Kodesh. V'leisasuru achrei levavchem, v'achrei neichem achrei levavchem, zuminus. Anything that's connected to us, Torah. Achrei neichem is nus, anything that's, you go on hogo. Of going off the Taiva Soilam Hazeh, that's Achrei Levav, Achrei Nechem. Zu Znus. Und Bechlal Znus, says the Chinuch, Kol Mishu Roidev Achat Taiva Soilam. Anybody is running off the Taiva Soilam. Says the Chofetz Chaim, V'loi Sosuru Achrei Levav, Achrei Nechem. Once you understand, then the man is Guru V'asisem. Then the asiyah of mitzvahs and Torah will have an effect on you. And he gives a moshul. You have a big house which is full of garbage. You bring in the nicest furniture. You bring in clay kesev and clay zov. Will it make the house nice? No. First you've got to clean out the garbage and then bring in the new furniture. He says that's pshat in a nefesh of a klal Yisrael. Kedusha is the spinal cord of Klal Yisrael. That's the Tanai in Kabbalah's HaTorah and Mitzvahs. When we have it, then Torah has an effect. Mitzvahs has an effect. Then it's shaykh to say, Asher Kiddush Onubah Mitzvahisov. That we become more Kaddish. We become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when we're missing that ingredient of Kedusha, the Va'asisem Oisam doesn't have an effect. In the Torah we find Bonim Atem Lashem Elekechem. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, you are Bonim to me, you're my children. Leisis Goydim, Leisim Gawen Nechem, Ki Am Kodesh Atel Hashem Elekecho, because you're a holy nation. U'b'chol Boch Hashem Liyesh La'am Sugula. He chose you to be a special nation, a princely nation. What's the Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem? We always ask on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Kerachim Ov Al Bonim. Have Rachmanus like a Ov Al Bonim. That means our relationship with the Ribbono Yisraelim is like a father. And we can ask him Barachmanus like a father even when we don't deserve it. But for only on one condition. Ki Am Kodesh Atah Lashem Elokecha. It's only when it's Am Kodesh. The Slonim used to say, Musa Hashem. It's a pasuk that says, Musa Hashem b'ni altimas. Musa Hashem b'ni altimas. Don't get verschmutzed. Says the Slonim, Musa Hashem. What's the Musa that the Ribbono Shleilam tells Klal Yisrael? B'ni, you're my son. You're my son? Altimas. That's you feel that I'm your father? Altimas. Don't get verschmutzed. You're a ben melech. And a ben melech doesn't play around in the garbage like everybody else. That is the kesher between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. We can stand and scream, Kerachem Ov Abon and Kein Terachem Aleinu. If we don't have that kesher of Kedusha, Ki Am Kodesh Ato, there's no connection. The only connection with Bonim, when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Musa Hashem B'ni, B'ni is Altimas. When you're a ben melech, you can do something wrong. The melech is willing to look it over. Oh, but to lose connection in Ganson, then it's not a ben. The Mechilta says, "Va'anshei kodesh tiyuli." There's a pasuk in the Torah, "Va'anshei kodesh tiyuli." Says the Mechilta, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, "Kisha atem kodeshim, atem sheli." Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, when you become Kodesh, you're mine. You want to be in the Ribbono Shel Olam's club? Kerachem Av Al Bonim, Kesha'atem Kedoshim, Atem Sheli, you're mine. The Yerushalmi says even further. Beautiful Yerushalmi. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Iyohavis Li Libech Ve'enayich. If you, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, if you give me your heart, and you give me your eyes, Ano Yoda, I will know the Atli, that you're mine. Just give me your heart and your eyes, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. Achri levavchem v'achri eneichem. Ano Yoda, then I'll know the Atli, you're mine. If you're mine, I'll look after you. The Alshich says a Muridik and Moshel. Some of you probably heard it already. The Alshe says a Muridika Moshel of a king who outside his palace there was this poor man who was playing the violin. And the king used to wake up like Rav Gevir and wake up in the morning depressed because they don't have enough money. And he used to listen to this beautiful music coming from the street and he used to put him in a good mood. One day they came into the king and they told him, the guy outside is playing the violin. He did a Maisa Geneva. Maisa Geneva? Maisa Geneva, you have to cut off his hand. Okay. So the king says, no. I'll call Pshoim to Chase Ava. On all Averas, my love for his music covers over everything. I'm willing to be Mevata. No problem. Let him go. The music is so beautiful. A week later, they come in and they say, Melech, you got into a fight in the bar and you knocked the guy over the head with a beer bottle and he dropped dead. You have to kill him. He killed the guy. Okay. So the king says, no. Wait. I'll call Pshoim to Chase Ava. 2 weeks later, he walks back into Mike's bar. And he gets into a fight, and he lost a finger in the fight. He lost a finger in the fight. Er kann schon nicht spielen. He can't play the violin. They went into the king. They told the king, you can't play anymore. You can't play anymore? Kill him. Kill him for the gneva, kill him for the killing, kill him for everything. There's no more music. It says the Alshich HaKadosh. The music of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Kedusha. Calls a man, a Yid is Kadosh. So on the way down, he might make a left turn a shtickle. He might do a shtickle Maisa Lashon Hara here. He might miss his man Krishma. A Kleina Aveira. I'm willing to look over. I'll call Pshan to Chasa Ava. I'm still in love with the guy. He's still Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. He's playing my music. I'm willing to look it over. The minute that Kedusha goes out the window, kill him for everything. He's not on the same page. We're not on the same page. We're not on the same page. Oh, it's a whole different halacha. Then there's Astoros upon him. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam looks away. Gemara in Pesachim says, Gimel Machris. There are three people that the Ribbono Shel Olam calls out every day. And he's proud of them. One of them is a Ravak, a Bocha, who's not married, Hadar Bekrach, that's living in a village, the Eina Chayta. And on that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ru'u Breria Shebarosi, take a look at this Bria, this creation that I created. Here I have a Bocha that has Nishenis, the Eina Chayta. Gimel Machrizim, do you understand? There's a Baskol that goes out from Shemaim on every Bocha that's not Nichshal. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is proud. Atem Shali, you give me your heart, you give me your eyes. You're playing my music. I'm willing to look over a lot of things. I'm willing to give Siyata Dishmaya. Because you're part of my club. Bolem Atem Lashem Elokeichem. The Medrash, Tanchuma, Parshas Kedoshim, is Masbir. The Klal Yisrael Be'etzem is in a marriage with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he gives a mashal of a king that's Mekadosh HaIsha. And the king turned around to the Isha and said, the same way as I'm a Melech, you become a Malka now. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I was Mekadosh Klal Yisrael Bahar Sinai. Ki Kodesh Ani, the same way as I'm Kodesh, you're Kodesh. And calls the man, you're not Kodesh, it's assault in the Chalais Kiddushin. You're missing in the Kiddushin, you're not married to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're missing the connection. V'lo yirecho ervas dovu v'shov ma'acharecho, says the Pasuk. V'shov ma'acharecho, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I move out of camp. V'shov ma'acharecho, it's the only time in the Torah on any Avera. That the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "V'shov ma'acharecho, I'm willing to move out of camp for you. I'm not going to be here. There's going to be a hest upon him. You're not going to see the Ribbono Shel Olam claw." Says the Chofetz Chaim, "It's the only place, the one and only time in the Torah where the Ribbono Shel Olam says hest upon him. No other avera. Ervas dova. Ervas dova can mean ervas dibu," says the Gemara. And on that, it's unbelievable. A bocha can be first seder, steiging away. 11 o'clock he goes out for a coffee and a cigarette. And in those 5 minutes, there's v'loye b'cha ervas dove ervas dibu. He slipped with a four-letter word. He made episode joke. He repeats a joke that he saw on WhatsApp that somebody sent him. Or he shows the guy. I can't tell you what it is, but read it. It's unbelievable. It's hilarious. Vamevin Yovin. Veshov ma'acharecho. He walks back in to say that he won't understand the Rashba and the Tosfos. He'll have a hard time and he'll come back and say, my first said, I don't understand. I came up with such a cheshek. It just didn't go. I can't work it out. V'shav ma'acharecho, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm not interested in you. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. You won't have siyata dishmaya, you play my nigun? I'll give you siyata dishmaya, I'll make you feel gishmak in learning. No problem. You'll come back in, nothing doing. How do we know if we're on the Ribbono Shel Olam's right page or not? Here comes a Rabbeinu Tam. Second page. Rabbeinu Tam. The Murid de Karabeinu Tam, the Yisoid de Karabeinu Tam, and it's Kedai to even chazer it. Da! It's Kedai to learn it inside. Shekola roitze lahakim elakov roitze oisoi. You want to know if the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him. When you say wants him, does he want his avoida? Does he want to hear his tefillah? Is he interested in helping him give him siyata dishmaya to steig weiter? Yishkol benafshoi kasher manu ben aschuyas ba'avoinas. Gonna make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. Ve'im yire. And if he sees, ki nafshoi noita. His soul is noita, is leaning towards letaivas horois, to the bad taivas v'lirut of acha oisha. All he thinks is in the dollar, in God we trust, is on the dollar. Nowhere else. Ulatayvus noshim, va'abetsa va'gozo va'tanugim. Tanugim means chilling out. You ever heard of that musuk? That tanugim. Get smashed Thursday night till Sunday night. From Monday to Thursday, we'll give something to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yosef mashayin noitel avodas hakel v'le tefila ulestokus ulemaisen tovim. He's more noiter. His direction is more directed in the way in the Taivas Noshim Tanugim more than Avodas Hakel and Tfila and Stokus and Meis and Dovim. Yeda ki hu Rosha v'chikoel eina makabel Meisov. Ich zog es nicht. I'm not saying this. This is Rabbeinu Tam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a Rosha and the Ribbono Shel Olam is not makabel is Meisov. Vim hoya noitim le Meisim atoivim. Yosef meshan noitim le Dvorim haroim. And if he has a hargosha for avodas Hashem, for dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam, a bit more. Everybody has yetzahos. Of his noita more than dvorim rov yeda ki olo zichroin elatayva. You should know you're in the good pages of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And here he says a scary thought. The kashayirtze ha'odom lasis dvar mitzvah. When a person wants to do a dvar mitzvah, that is tamin, and it'll come to, it'll happen. V'tikrav l'yodoy, and he'll be able to do the mitzvah. V'loy nizdamen loy dova ha'ma'akev loy, and there won't be anything stopping him to do this mitzvah. Yeda, he should know ki motzo chein be'ein elakov. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants his avoda. V'im yireh ki berutzoytze lasis aveiroy. When he wants to do an aveiro, loy nizdamen loy dova matriv ma'akev. There won't happen any makriv. There won't be anything that will stop him doing the Avera. Unbelievable. I always give this marshal. Right? In a regular yeshiva, normal yeshiva, which I don't think anybody here is, there's a mashkiach there by night seder, there's a mashkiach there second seder. You've got to be there for the three storim. Something that's new in this. And three boys decide, you know what, we're packing out. We're going to go and watch a ball game. Okay. Two guys pack out. The third guy got caught by the mashkiach. Back into the Beis HaMedrash. And the two guys went and watched the game. And they come back and they say, what a loser you were. You couldn't slip away. When you don't have to get caught. You're always in the wrong place at the wrong time. Says Rabbeinu Tam, loser. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't care about those two bochrim. You want to go? Go! I don't need your avoda. The third guy, Weiss Tuchoyz, is holding on a different madrega. So the Ribbono Shel Olam made him get caught and come back into the base of marriage because he wants his learning. You're not going to find anything that stops you. No problem. Nothing stopping me pulling out an iPhone and watching whatever I can. When I want to do a dvar mitzvah, there'll always be something in the way. I had to go to bed late, I got a phone call, I couldn't be here for Seder, I had to pick up a package. A million tirutzim. Alo gerecht. But Rebbe Shem doesn't want you avoida. Yeida ki aboira moyes boy despises you. There ain't oy of myself. And he doesn't like you myself. It's a heavy Rebbe in the town. Perhaps it might turn you off. There's answers to it. We'll get there. Don't be miyash yet. How do I know if the Rebbein Shalom loves me or is moyas me, despises me? He doesn't use the word hate. The Rebbein Shalom doesn't hate. Afa b'shechotu yisrol him. Moyas boy, despises him. He's not interested so stark in his davening and his... When it goes easy and you want, and there's a dvar mitzvah and you see there's no ma'akvim, there's nothing stopping you, you're on the good books. When you see you're doing an avera and there's nothing stopping you, nothing's getting in the way, it all worked out just right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moyes boy. With this, we can answer Amar Dika Gemara. The Gemara says, if you are holding by doing an Avera, and you control yourself once, twice, Boa Yolod Avera, Pam Rishona, once or twice, and you didn't do a Chet, Shuv Eino Chaita, then you'll never do the Avera again. Shenema Ragle Chasidov Yishmoy. Ragle Chasidov, come on, Yuma. Ragle Chasidov Yishmoy means the raglaim, the feet of Chasidov. He's called a Chosid now. Because twice he had an Nisoyan, he controlled himself. Shuvah in the Chaita. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Ragle Chasidov Yishmoy, I'm going to guard you. Rashi says, Mishahinik b'chesed shnei panim, since he was careful twice, Yishmo eisem en achet, the Rebbeinu Shalom will guard him from achet. Unbelievable. The Rebbeinu Shalom is muchan to call himself Ragle Chasid of Yishmo. He'll have a shmira on the person after twice putting himself in a nisoyan and he controls himself. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm going to guard you from now on. You don't even need 40 days. Twice. And you're okay. Yushalmi says, Shema Adam Adas Menachet Pam Rishona Shnia Shlishis, three times. Mikam Ve'eilach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishamri. So I'm asking a shaila now. If you considered Chasidov, Chosid, you twice had a nisoyan, and now the Rebbeinu Shalom says Ragle Chasid of Yishmoy. So how come you still have a rotzen to do an avera? If you still have a rotzen to do an avera, the Rebbeinu Shalom still holds your Chasidov. You have another nisoyan. You have another nisoyan. Says Rebbeinu Shalom, I'll make sure that you won't be over the avera. I want to do the avera. I have a nisoyan. I want to do the avera. Says Rebbeinu Shalom, I'll guard you. I want to do an Avera on the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're called a Chosid? How does that work? The Teretz is with this Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Amar Diki Yesoid. We all have Nisyonos. But the Shail is, what do we want? What do we want? When our rotzen is not to do the Maisa Avera, so then when you controlled yourself once or twice, says the Ribbono Shel Ragle Chassid of Yishmoy. Avada you'll have Nisyonos. That's what we're here for. We're going to have Nisyonos. But do you want to do the Avera? No. You don't want to do the Avera? Says the Ribbono Shel Ragle Chassid of Yishmoy. But when you do want to do the Avera, so when the Nisoyan comes, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not here to guard you. I'm not here to guard you. Uba'asoysu dva mitzvah yizdamu lo dvorem matribim uma'akvim yede ke aboyra moyes boy. When it goes too easy and there's no ma'akv, you wanted to watch something and suddenly punk, somebody walked into the room. Don't say, punk, he came the wrong time. He came at the right time. It's a simon hashemayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam loves you. Ragle chassid of Yishmoy. When I go out my way and I want to do the Avera, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, no problem, I'll leave you. You control yourself once or twice, no big deal. You can fall in again. I'm not here to guard you. But when you taka a makabel, the hachona, that I taka don't want to, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, third time, not happening. But it's totally on your hachona, how much you want. And that's what he says, Rabbeinu Tam, at the beginning. How much are you noiter? Where are your feelings directed? What's your focus in life? You want to go out there and have a good time? On the way, also throw in a bit of learning and yisya and davening to make your conscience feel good. Mos, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're not on my page. I'm not here to guard you. But when you taka want to be shomer, and when you taka want to go ahead and sell the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to have a kesher with you. Musa Hashem b'ni al timas, I don't want to be fashmutzed. The first time I have a nisyon, I controlled myself. The second time I controlled myself. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't want it? Ragle chassidov. You're already on my good books. You're considered a chosid. I'll take care of you. But I want tonight. You don't want it. There's no such thing as going out there and saying, that I want, but I don't want the... I'm not going to go all the way. I'm not going to go all this... There's no such thing. You're out there. You want it. You want the fun. No problem. You're not Ragle Chassid of Yishmoy. You'll have Nisyonos after Nisyonos that you'll fall into. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is not interested in you. And then you're going to turn around and say, Ribbono Shel Olam messed me over. What is, he gives me such a big Yetzirah. He didn't give you a big Yetzirah. You have a Nisoyan. You have a Shiloh what you can do. If your Rotson is not, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ragle Chassid of Yishmoy. Rambam Gedoyle Tshuva. What's the gadlus of Tshuva? Shemekaveres is a Adam l'shechina. Says the Rambam Aloshen. Emes hayozeh sonui lifnei amokim. Yesterday, he was sonui. He was a hated person. Mushukut umaruchuk v'toyeva. Shtak Aloshen. Mushukut. Disgusting, meruchuk, further away from the Rebbe, Tayeva. Vayoim hu ohu v'nechmod korov v'yedid. But today, because he made up his mind, he wants to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's starting to play the right music. He's Ohuv, Nechmod, he's beloved, Korov Yedid. The best friend with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how great tshuva is. What happened? One day you became best friends with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Suddenly you became Ragle Chassid of Yishmoy. Yeah, because it's always Bonem Atem Lashem Elokeichem. Ribbono Shel Olam will always be a Bonem Atem Lashem Elokeichem. But there's one tonight. One tonight. Ki Am Kodesh. And when you see that you want to do an Aveira and when you want to do a mitzvah, it goes easier, know that you're in the good books. Know that you're in the good books. How many times do we get up for davening and we came out on time, on the way to the shtiebel, suddenly, somebody chaps you. And you end up davening in a minyan after Zman Krishma, or after Zman Tefillah. How many times does that happen? Does anybody stop to think? Or do you stop to think to say, oh, at least I davened with a minyan. It's haste when I go to Tzaddik. Or do you turn around and say, actually, the Benishan doesn't want your real tefillah. He wasn't interested in having your tefillah from Zman Tefillah. You want to daven after Zman Tefillah like a matana to the Benishan? Go ahead, no big deal. Can't do it. It doesn't do what it does if you be davening before Zman Tefillah. And the same way it works with Averis. But a tshuva makarevis. Once you make up your mind, makarevis. Yesterday you were sonny, you were shukut by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Today you are all v'nachum. So far, we are masbir the inyan of Kedusha as far as Klal Yisrael goes. As far as what makes Klal Yisrael, a personal connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Here the Rambam goes one step further. Ein lecha dova b'chol ha-teira kula. There's nothing else in Kol HaTorah Kula Shu Koshel Roiv Ha'am that's so hard for people. Ela Lifresh Min Arayis V'Abiyas Asuris. It's the hardest thing on the face of earth, says the Rambam. Arayis is the hardest. Ein L'chad Dovah B'Kol HaTorah Kula Shu Koshel Roiv Ha'am. Most people, it's impossible. Omer V'Chacham V'Shoshin Istava Yisrael Al Arayis. B'Shas when Klal Yisrael got the commandment of Arayis, Bochu, the kiblu mitzvah zu betarumis, and they will makabel this mitzvah with complaint. That means it's above understanding what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. Lefikoch, says the Rambam, roi lo la'odon lokuf is Yisrael. He's got to push his yetzahara ula hargel atzmai bekedusha yisera. You're going to be a fanatic, says the Rambam. There's no halfway. There's no walking around with an iPhone that has a what's it called on it. That has some sort of shmira on it. There's no such metzias. Lahargil asma bekedusha yisera. You've got to go all the way to the other end. Uba machshava tahira. Kedeli notzel. V'yizoye. And you've got to be careful. This is something that's not negeir really today. Min ha-yichud. Shu ha-goyrim ha-godl. That's the biggest goyrim to. V'chein. Yinoig lislachim min ha-schoik min ha-shichlus. Keep away from drinking alcohol. From schoik, from stam letzonus. U'medivrei ha-govim. Reading love stories, listening to love songs. Shehem agoyru agoyrim gedoyrim. This is the biggest cause for taivas noshim. And if any yeshiva bocha thinks that getting smashed before l'chodoydi, you're going to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Rambam says nisht. The Rambam says, Yislachim min ha-tzok u-min ha-shichrus. This is all part of being in the fanatic, to have a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, because otherwise the Yichudish can kodesh. Ve'imala shel ha-rayas. That's what the Rambam says. The Orach Chaim, asks this question. Does it make sense that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah, shova, across the whole spectrum of Klal Yisrael, when it comes to Arayas? The all mitzvahs which I can understand, that we're all equal in. They signoif, say that. Morally, everybody understands, they signoif. Arayas? You can have a few people that never were exposed to all the shmutz, so they can control themselves. But you're going to give me the same Torah and you're going to tell me the same Isurim or to the guy that was brought up in a culture that when he walks out into the street, all he sees is schmutz. And he's so connected. It's interesting. We talk about being connected today. We are living in a world of, we're not really connected because the Ben Adam L'Chavira has gone down the drain since everybody's texting each other, even if you're in the same room. Nobody really has a social life today. The next generation, Bechlal, are going to be socially messed up. But we are so in the WhatsApp and then this and then that, we have to be connected, we have to hear what's going on, and we became Mushugal Adav Echot. I can't live without it. You want to know what the chat is? Because that's how connected we're supposed to be with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zeh l'uma zeh. Because it's all about connection. Just you took the connection that's supposed to go to the Ribbono Shel Olam and you mess it up and put it onto your iPhone. But that's what it is. It's zeh l'uma zeh. The Ribbono Shel Olam created one against the other. Says the Orach Chaim. How is it possible that Torah expects from a bocha who's brought up in Rehov Rashbam in Bnei Brak to a guy who's brought up in Flatbush? How can you put the two in the same category across the spectrum and expect the same? Doesn't make sense, because what the eye sees, the heart wants. And if the heart wants, it's over and done with. How can we be in control? Guy who hasn't seen, never saw anything, doesn't know his head from his toe. Kodesh for toy till he's 20 years old. Beseda. So he gets married, Baruch Hashem. He has no nisyonis. He might have other nisyonis. He might have gaiva and kas. Kas is kiloi with Avi Dezora. Beseda. Oh, but in nisyonis from Arayas? And you're going to take a guy who's coming from the technology that he's brought up in. And in every room, there's another iPhone that he's brought up with. And if he isn't brought up with it, by the time he's 15, he zecha has one. And if he hasn't got one, his friend has one, he's already used it, he's already been nichshel. How do you expect us to be on the same level? This is the Orach Chaim's shaila. This is the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. The shaila is a good shaila. And it taka doesn't make sense. And al pi derech ha-teva, there's no way that you can control yourself after what you've seen. But there's one Eitzah. Klal Yisrael is different. Klal Yisrael, because they're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ki Kol Hashanim Hashem Elokeichem, because we have a Chelek Elokeinu Mimal, we have a Neshama that's connected, says the Aruch Haim, once a person decides and makes up his mind that he wants to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give him the koyach above nature to control his yetzer hara. And he gives the posh the moshel. He gives the moshel of Yom Kippur. The guy's on a fast day. Does he have a want to eat? Yes. But his seichel tells him, now's not the time. And it doesn't even enter his mind that because he has a want and he's dying to have that bagel, that warm bagel, in 3-4 hours' time, that he's going to don't do it now. Why? Because his seichel, which is the koyach alakai, which is the koyach haneshama, understands and controls his rotzen, controls his want. That's what's going to be with Arayas. Once you've seen avada, you'll want. The shayla is how much is, and you naturally you'll want. You'll have a chemdo. Oh, but where's your rotzen? Where is your head? Is your head in control? That I want to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And once I'm connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to have a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That alone, that want, is alone a koyach that the Ribbono Shel Olam will give you the siyata d'shmaya to control yourself. Mesilas Yesharim says, Kedusha is Tchilosa Avoida, the Seife Gemul. Starts with Avoida, but the end it's a Matana. It's a Matana min Hashemayim. Because Abidar Chateva doesn't make sense. Mekadish Oitse Ma'at Milamata. When you Mekadish yourself, says the Gemara, a bit down in this world, Mekadshim Oitse Lamailo. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mekadshim Oitse Lamailo Harbe. What's Pshat Matan? Because Kedusha doesn't make sense. Kedusha is above understanding. A goy doesn't understand Kedusha. Doesn't even understand the Musa, what it is. A Yid says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, therefore I can demand from everybody across the spectrum, whether you've seen or whether you haven't seen, the same amount. Because it's telling what your rotzen is. Do you want to be dovok? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, the Ribbono Shel Olam, you want to be dovok? Oh, I'll help you. Ragle chasidov yishmoy. Bonem atem l'Hashem elokeichem. The Ribbono Shel Olam will turn around and give you the siyata d'shmaya. That's above teva. To control. But it's only because he kodesh ani Hashem elokeichem. Yiskadishtem yisem kodeshim, he kodesh ani Hashem elokeichem. You'll be Kaddish. You'll want to be Kaddish. Because I am Kaddish. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, so now we're connected. Now we're playing the same niggun. Now we're on the same level. I'll give you the koyach haseichel to control that want. Even though you've seen everything. Because basof, Kedusha is a matonim min hashamayim. It's a matana. And it doesn't make sense. It's a matana. In the Choyma Issa, We're going to first soon learn the Mesilas Yesharim. Bin the Chayma Ha'isa, everybody knows. Oven Zeh. The Shulchan Aruch passes Oven Zeh. Chomu mikol aver shabayil. Kol aver shabatel. That's a lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Ukeilu harag nefesh, and it's the biggest tuma. That we all know. But there's more to it. There's a lot of si'ifim in the Chayma Isa that today we've been mevatel. Today we've been mevatel because of we have become desensitized with our Shemir Sinayim. We've seen so much. We've talked so much. We've listened to so much. That we got desensitized even in the Se'ifim that are just as chom as the Etzem Avera itself. But first I want to learn with you a Tana de Be'elio, just to give you as a k'doma. It's a Tana de Be'elio that you have to know. Tomorrow Dika you say this Dika Tana de Be'elio. Pam achas! This is Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu Malach HaBris. Vayisi mahalach b'seich ha-goyle shebe-bovel. I think it's the first page. The first page. First page, the second paragraph. Pamachas, vayisi mahalach b'seich ha-goyle shebe-bovel. V'nechnasti le'ir g'doyle shel Yisrael. V'ein shom oiv dikechom en klal. There was no goyim there. I walked into a town that the Jews took over. Umatzasi shom melamit tinekes echot. Melamit tinekes means a magid shir. It doesn't mean that he was a kindergarten teacher. V'yashu shom lefanov masayim noorim. There was 200 yeshiva bochrim sitting there. Sherubam b'nei shmoyne esre b'nei esrim shana. Most of them were 18 to 20 years. Uleshona acheres chazati leshom. I came back, umatzasi, so talmidim vein rabon b'nehem, and I found, and I came back a year later, and I found the talmidim vein rabon b'nehem. The Rebbe wasn't there. Ela ben echad bulvad, shuhoya ben b'noi. He was an einikum. Shebishvil maseihem hamokul kolim shoyisim na'orim. Because of the bad maisim of those yeshiva bochrim, meis rabban the Rebbe died, meis ha'ishtoi, umeis ha'benoi, umeis ben benoi, his enikol, that means his or enikol was there. Umeis ha'kol ha'na'orim, the whole yeshiva died out. Sherubam b'nei esh, moin esel b'nei esh, most of the bochrim of 18 to 20, v'loi nishtai rak ha'ktanim. There was only a few kids left, the young kids. And I came back a year later, this is what I saw. I saw a holocaust. Vayishi boicha, and I was crying, umisanech aleim. I was wailing about them. Ad sheboi lai malach min ha-shamayim. A malach min ha-shamayim came to me, says Eliyahu HaNavi, omele, mipnei ma'ato boicha misanech. What are you crying about? Omalti loy, I said to him, v'chiloi efke, I'm not going to cry, v'esanach al elu sheboi lidei mikro mishna. These guys knew how to learn. They just blow there's nothing around. Garnished, that's it. Vomali, and he said to me, the Malachili came lo yofa siso. Chata boichu mis abu misanichalehem. It's not good that you're crying and you're being oval on them. Stop over here. First of all, you have to understand. Even a Rosha, the Gemara says, Ribon Shalom cries, Kavayochel, when he gives an einish. So that's clear that Eliyahu HaNavi wasn't crying over here because they died. Because if he was crying because they died, the Malach wouldn't come down and ask him, why are you crying? Because you're allowed to cry even if a Rosha dies. Because when you see Din Shemaim, you're allowed to cry. So the crying was for something else. Omati lebi bnei ma. Why shouldn't... Why is it not good that I'm crying? They were doing disgusting things. And they didn't even realize that the death is going to catch up to them. Besides the Etzem Issa, the Malach Elikim says to Elianovi, Hoyo Oisim Dvorim Mukhorim. Forget about that Aveir itself. What's all that about? Dvorim u'cha'orim, disgusting things. Udvorim she'ne ruim u'mekul kolim ba'atzmo. What, because the language was terrible? Because they were listening to Goyish music? Because they davened through an iPhone? Because they walked around with all the garbage in their pocket? They walked into the base of Medish. That's what's going on over here. Dvarim u'chorim. Dvarim u'kulkolim. The Tertzor Avada. Ve'em lo yoidim. Sha'amisa masigoson. Misa's going to catch up to them. The Teretz is, Elyonovi was crying. Wasn't crying that about that Rishayim died. Elyonovi was crying, what happened to the Torah? Where was the Torah? How come the Torah didn't affect them? You're talking about the new Mikra Mishnah. You're talking about Bochum in those days who were sitting and learning a yeshiva of 200 Bochum. He comes back a year later, there's nobody left. What happened? Because a bunch of Munuvolim. What happened to the Torah? Torah says Torah doesn't affect you. You can't steig when you have a shtickle tumah in your hand in your pocket. You can't be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam when I'm sitting and watching every week a television program. Doesn't work. That's Dvorim u'chorim u'kulkolim. Ve'im lo yodim sha'amisa matzagesem. Misa. Over here we have a mice of a 200 bochum went out the window. Misa, as we always say before Rosh Hashanah, doesn't always mean you're going to drop dead. Misa also means quality of life. When we talk about Chaim and Misa on Rosh Hashanah, we talk about also quality of life. And if the Rebbeinu Shlom Paskens Misa for a person, it doesn't always mean that you're going to drop dead. It can also mean the quality of life. Am I going to have a good time this year? Am I going to have a geschmacka time? Am I going to lie in bed depressed out of my mind? Am I going to feel that I'm steiging this year? Am I going to feel that I'm wasting my time here? Am I going to have heartache over every stupid thing that I do and have charota? Because we're showing Malayim charota. And every 2 weeks I'm going to wake up and say, I'm so stupid, what did I do last week? I got drunk and I did this and this and this. Where was I? What was I thinking? I ended up somewhere I didn't even expect to end up there. Says the Rambam, yeah, you'll end up there. The Rambam says that Shichrus is also part of Arayus. That's what he's talking about, Yonavi says. So they were chayiv misas, Rebbeinu Shlom took them away. How many misas do we know? When the doctors talk about cancer, that it's a Jewish machla, and you go to the 9th floor in NYU and you see Ruba de Ruba Yidden, is it because the Ribbono Shel Olam is turning around and saying, wake up, get connected to me? The Welt's not Hefka. Misa Masagosom, Sha'ez. You've never had a country like America that 50% of America is living on antidepressants. 50% of the yeshiva is going to psychologists. For what? Because quality of life you're missing. Rebbeinu Shlom's no siyata dishmaya. When it comes to Kedusha, says the Rambam, you've got to be a fanatic. There's no halfways over here. Doesn't work. Mesilas Yesharim. Things on a separate page. I'm just going to learn with you on Mesilas Yesharim, not being machadish anything. This is poshut, basic Judaism. The Hainu, got it? Hadibu b'divrei aznus, speaking about znus. Znus means making a dirty joke. Oy ashmir ledvorim ha'elo. Kvat sofchu, or listening to goyish music, listening to a love song. Kvat sofchu geruch v'lo yibcho ervus dova ervus dibus and nivul peh. V'omron, the Gemara says ba'avoyin. Navlos peh, tzorois, rabbis, ugezeris, koshes, mitzchadshes. Because of nivul peh, there's more tzorois, and gezeris, koshes, mitzchadshes. The Bein Hashem is machadish, new gezeris. You won't be able to walk out on the street without looking behind you. And Gaz Matmir won't help you. Ubachurei Yisrael Mesim, chas v'sholom. This is unbelievable. Even if he was born with a gezad din of the toiva, hoifchin loy l'ra. The Marsha asks, why do Bon Gochram die? Pseudo. Nivul Peh says, Nishtagabi Lashnarach, man. What's so terrible? Says the Marsha Mido Keneged Mido. You make Litzonos of Inyoni Ishus, you're not Zeicha to Ishus. So I asked the Shaila, but you see, there's plenty of Nivolim that get married. If you take a look in the Marsha says he's not zeicha to the simcha of Ishus. There's plenty of people married. 75% of Jewish marriages are survivals. They survive the marriage. How many gittin are there today? And how do you know how many gittin are today? Because they don't have the siyata dishmaya to have the simcha of Ishus. Mido keneged mido. Hoifchin loy l'ra. Today, it's rampant. Right? On one street, you can have three bochrim in your own class who get married at 21, 22, by 23. They're already divorced. Today, it's in style. Forget. You're a much bigger catch if you've been divorced. Much bigger choice. Where does that come from? Because we don't have the siyata d'shmaya of simcha of ishus. The mido keneged mido. Because als bochrum we walked around a nivul peh and we made latsonos of inyone ishus. Is the inyone ishus is not going to help you. And he goes weiter. Ubeinian Ashmir. Galken Omrafa Shomeva Shaisuk. Harilochoch, Jokola Hushim Strichen Yis Nikim in Aznus. And now he says a murder dikazach. Vimloch Shoko Adam Loima. Now you're going to come along with a lomdus. Shemasha Omra Nivul Peh. That the is of Nivul Peh. It's not Mamzhnus. It's any elekadela ayim to get you nervous. La Harchik Adam in Aveiro. Somebody's hot-blooded guy, so he makes a joke, Peseda, him, he's not allowed to cook. We'll turn him on. Oh, but a guy, regular guy, Peseda, nothing terrible. It's like we look, like today, Bochum talk about Yich, et the Rabbonon, Shvacha the Rabbonon. Yeah? Avo b'mishon derech schoik ba'alma. Lav milsahu. This is Mesiris Hashon. Ve'en lochu shavo. Av ata emoloi. Tell him back. Ad kan divrei Yetzahara. This is the Yetzahara. Ki mikre mole shevil chazal l'raya. Al kein b'churov lo yismach Hashem. The Ribbono Shel'olam is not happy with the bochrim. With his bochrim, ki kuloi chonuf umeirai, they're full of znus and they're full of ra. The whole peh even the vola, and every mouth is talking the vinevul peh. And that says the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why. That's what brings misa. Hine loy hiska kosul loy avid zoro. The Torah doesn't talk about gilai royis. Doesn't talk about shvichas domim. We're not talking about the etzem avera. We're talking about what we think is harachoka. Listening to Goyish music, watching a movie, making a dirty joke. Nishkefalach. Kulo mechat, aleim ag yotzak gezera, and on that went out the gezera. Al kein bachur leismach Hashem. The Rebbe Shalom's not happy with his bachlim. Ves yisayim is the almanois of lo yirachem. He's not going to have rachmonos on any of the yisayim and almanois. Ela emes, he could give a Rebbe saying, what's pshat? Shenivul peh is a maisa erva. It's an erva shel dibu. The same way as you have in a maisa arayas, there's a maisa arayas of dibu. There's only one difference. Znus, you're chayiv misa. On this, you're not chayiv misa. Says Rebbeinu Shlom, you're not chayiv misa in the Torah, but you're chayiv misa. Because it's znus. Umishum znus, who can ask a kachol shayin yon is znus? Chutz mi gufa shel maisa. Sha'af al pi she'en bem chorus. Mizana with the eish is ish, you're chayiv chorus. You're not chayiv chorus. That's only in the choyma ha'oynish in this world. Or in the choyma ha'isa, there's still it's called znus. It's called being mezana. You're mezana with your mouth. And based on that, some hein isa atzmon. Vada yisun gam ken gur mevim ele isa roshi atzmoi. That's the honi nafke mina. This is Monsieur Zizong. You want to call him a fanatic? Call him a fanatic. But this is Yiddishkeit. This is yisoidus in Yiddishkeit. And you want to know why there's so much depression? You want to know why so many bochum are walking around? It doesn't go. It's not happening. I don't feel it. Because Ribbono Shel Olam is moyus. He despises. We don't even want to be connected. We want to be connected somewhere else, and on the way, here and there, throw in something to pat our conscience that we're still Jewish. B'shas, when we come in to Din, Lamaila, one of the shailas is Nososo, Nososo Be'emuna, Sakta Bateira, Tzipiso Li Yeshua. Did you want and look forward to Mashiach? We want Mashiach. Do we taka want Mashiach? Does anybody know over here what it's going to be when Mashiach comes? We taka want Mashiach. If we want what Mashiach's going to be when Mashiach comes, then how come we don't act accordingly today? And if we don't want Mashiach, then we're taka acting accordingly that we don't want taka Mashiach. Because when Mashiach comes, we're going to have to sit and learn. And there's no difference, the Rambam says, between before Mashiach and after Mashiach. Only one thing, says the Rambam. Shibud Malchius. We have a very, very wrong look at what Mashiach is going to be when he comes. I'm not talking about later on when there's Tchis HaMeisim. We don't even know how it's going to work. But the Rambam says Mephorosh in the Halacha. Ein Bein. Before Mashiach to after Mashiach, Elo Shibud Malchius. Shibud Malchius means we're not going to have the goyim around us. They're going to want to have kesher with us. They're going to serve us. that, but we will have only one thing in mind. We will want to be dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam. We will want to steig in learning. That's what we want. We taka want Mashiach. Ki meitzeis chom me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu niflois, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like by Mitzrayim, there was meridikim esamakas, there was moifsim. Arenu niflois, I'll show you wonders when we go out from when Mashiach comes. Ki mei Mitzrayim, says the Zoya. How many people died by Makas Choshech? 2.5 million. According to some Mepharshim, it was 8 million. 4/5 of Klal Yisrael dropped dead in 3 days. There wasn't a guy that left Mitzrayim that wasn't an oval, that didn't lose his brother, his mother, his father, his sister, his second cousin, his third cousin. Make a cheshbon. Everybody walked out of Mitzrayim aveilim. Why? Why weren't they Zoycha? They saw SMAKers. They saw Yad Hashem. How come they didn't want to go out? Because they taka didn't want to go out. And if you don't want to go out, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, no problem. Stay where you are. 4/5, says the Zoya, Ki meitzeis chom etzem arenu niflois, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a choshech of 15 days. Let me read out the Lashon. V'kol inun, all these people who were not nisnag al pi kedusha, lo yizku legeula. They're not going to be zeicha to geula. Uman de not a bris kodesh. Somebody who's shoyim a bris, yizke li notzim v'kol ze. He's going to be able to be saved from all this. We talk about 6,000 years. Mashiach is going to come at the end. Either we're going to be Zeichel come before, but he's Zeichel going to come by the end of the 6,000 year. Then Mashiach comes and we live through the Elef HaShvi. Different. We're showing him how, what's going to happen in the Elef HaShvi. It's not exactly how you're dreaming about. It's Poshut sitting and learning and being Dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam, something that we don't want. But in the big picture, who is going to be Zeichel to it? Who is going to be Yoyrish? When the Ribbono Shel Olam will be Mechadish, the world and the Elef HaShvi, only the Noitrei Abris, the Shomrei Abris, are going to be Zoycha. That's who he's going to choose. Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru B'Shuv Hashem Etzion. Eye for eye. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to look us in the eye. B'Shuv Hashem Etzion. Do you really believe that the eye that saw all the schmutz that we're going to see, that we're seeing and that we're watching, we're going to be able to be zeicha to Mashiach? V'shuv Hashem etzion? V'zecha zeno einenu b'shuvcha letzion berachem? Our eye should be zeicha to see shuvcha letzion berachamim. What, these tumadika eyes? Elyanovi Malach HaBris going to stand by HaRazeisim. And we're all going to go running out to him. Do you think he's going to accept? He's the Malach HaBris. He's the Shomer HaBris. He's going to be the one that's going to take, be makabel everybody just like that. Only the Noitra HaBris. Only Ayin Ba'ayin. Those who are Shomer Ayin are going to be Zeichot to see B'Shul Hashem and Tziyon. Moridika Gemara, call Misha Roya. If you see a Mara Ra, but you don't feed on it, you turn away. Zeichel Mekabel Shechina. You're Zeichel and you're Mekabel Shechina. Why? Because it says, Oitzom Einov Mir Oiz Bera. When you close your eyes from seeing bad, Melech B'Yofyov. You're going to see the king in his beauty. Techazeno Einecho. When do you see Melech B'Yofyov? One condition. When it's Oitzom Einov. You might walk away over here depressed and saying, forget it. So I want to learn with you a letter from the stapler. The last page. Took the stapler. I'm not going to do Aleph, it's late. Let's do base. Asor Makdoshim. Asor Makdoshim mitoch kavona la'atzei bad achoita. All the Svarim, the stapler has a tiny here. All the Svarim talk about tremendous Aveira and the tremendous Chet and the tremendous Pagam and there's some shitters that hold you can't even do tshuva on Aveira. Says the stapler. But nobody ever wrote that somebody who holds himself back, how much of a tzaddik, how much he cleans up the mess, 500 times more than the Etzem Aveira. The Gemara says, Oyer Godel on a person goes when a person has a nisoin and he controls himself. Oyer Godel walks around. The Gemara says in the Gemara's time you could see it on the person that there's a Meridik Eish because he held back. Says the Gemara, says the Stipler, Asfor Makdeshim Teich Kavon Alatza Ba'ada Choyte Kosu B'viya Otsub Eich Shalidei Achet Zeh Nechtovim Rachmona Letzlon Zuchu Yosef. They all talk about that all your mitzvahs are taken away. We spoke about that the Torah doesn't have an effect on you, the mitzvah doesn't have an effect on you. So you're going to turn around and say, so I'm not going to do any Torah mitzvahs because today I was nichshel. Chas v'shon. Chas v'shon. V'kitzkitzru levai tzad ha-sheni, dehainu, af al pi shekama pa'am nichshel rachmon al-etzlan. Mikom mokoim im lu'uma zeh harba pa'am im menatzeach. If he still fights it, and he sometimes win, umizgaba la taiva. Says the stipler, he's mamshich a merdik a kedush on himself. You can't understand, you can't explain. You can't explain the Moridik Kedusha. The Svarim say that you're Bechinas of Yosef HaTzadik. There's a Gemara, the Svarim say that Bashas, when a person sees something and he turns away and he controls himself, Bashas Maisa, you can ask for anything you want by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This man talk for who be b'chinas Yosef HaTzadik v'aklal odom sheyesh lo milchemes hayetzer upom namim benatzech. Sometimes he wins, sometimes he nichshel. Avad it's gevaldige aveira. Aber b'shas meiser, when he's menatzech, when he wins, zochuso hu noyer v'ayom v'yizke alidei zeh l'sakim b'chayov es mashepogam. When you hold back, when you control anything with taiva, that is good for the tikkun. That cleans up the mess tremendously. The stipler says in the first part, and I'll give you the moshel quickly. When a person does mitzvahs, when a person learns Torah, there's a tremendous hashpah that comes down for it. If a person is not Kaddish, that hashpah doesn't come down. It gets put away in a safe. Right? You go to a bank, the ribbish you're not getting. The minute when you control yourself, the safe opens up. All those mitzvahs and Torah that you learned, the hashpah now comes down. Nothing gets lost. Every mitzvah has its can be makadish you. Every Torah, whether you learnt it, will be makadish you. The shaila is when. The shaila, how strong is that Torah? But avada on avada, when a person controls himself, and a person is a b'shas nisoy, whether it's shmiya, whether it's riyah, whether it's lemaisa, he's 500 times higher were the scribes 500 times more than the Oynish. And that alone, that you control yourself, cleans up the mess. That is the tikkun. And Yismach Moshe says, when there's a tzibur together that's makabel, then it has a din of asaserse made tshuva. Then the koyach tzibur that are makabel together to be shoyme einov ubrisoy, that koyach is like a koyach of asaserse made tshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the schus, Ashtons, number one, to give us the seichel, to want to be dovak in the Ribbono Shel Olam, to understand. We're not talking about fanaticism here. This is not the Taliban over here. This is Rambam. This is Shulchan Aruch. This is Sharam Aruch Chaim. I didn't say any chidushim over here. If you want to have Tziyata Dishmaya, Hakol Tolui B'Mazel. Mazel is the Rosh Hateva's Moitzi Zera Levatola. It changes your Mazel. Shmiris Einayim, Shmiris Adibu, Shmiris Ha'oizen. This is all Chalokim in Znus. Just because there's no Chi of Misa doesn't mean you're not over Znus. So there's Misa B'dei Shemaim. Min HaShichrus, Min HaAgovim. This is the Rambam. You want to be a Kaddish, you want to be part of Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. You've got to have L'chol HaPochos, the spinal cord of Yiddishkeit, which is Kedusha. And every time you're Mizgaba, by the Ribbono Shel Olam, you are Bechinas Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik, what he told his brothers, come forward. And the Gemara says, Heroloi Milosoi. He says, you want to know why I was Zecha to Melucha? You know why Yosef was a Sholet Al Kol HaOlam? Because he was a Sholet on his goof. Who knows how many bankruptcies? Who knows how many Gvirim? How many Parnosa that we have? Problems. You hear about so many Gevirim that made it and then suddenly went off the map. What happened? Who knows what caused it? But we have a chance where we can clean up the mess. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Ein yush ba'olam," there's no such thing. The Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for us to have that connection. And the minute we have that connection, he'll give us a matona. Ragle chasido of Yishmoy. Once, twice, the third time, you don't want it, he'll give it to you. Ribbono Shel Olam shall give us the schus that we should all be zeicha to the vesechazeno einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. I want to say two kapitlach tehillim. We shall have siyata dishmaya, that we should be emes, want, and feel dovuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shelamalois, eso einay le orim me ayin yovo yezri. Ezri me imadoinoi, oi se shomayim vodet. Alitein la moitrag lecho, al Al yonum shoyim recho. לא ינום ולא ישון שמי ישראל אדוני שוים רכו אדוני צלחו על יד ימינך השמש לא יעקקו יורח בלא אלו אדוינו ישמור חו מכל רו ישמור את נפשך אדוינו ישמו צייסחו ויחו מעטו וידו אלום שיר המלואיס ממעמקים קרוסיחו אדוינו שימו בקוילי תהיין אוזנך קשובויס לקויל תחנונוי אם אבוי נויס תשמור יו אדוי נוי מי ימוי ימחו אסליחו למען תיבורי כביסי אדוינוי כבסו נפשי ולדבורו יאכול אותי כביסי נפשי לאדוינוי משמרים לבויקה שמרים לבויקה יחל ישראל אל אדוינוי כי אם אדוינוי החסד והרבה אמו יפדוס If there's Israel, me koil avoy noiso. Chaynu kol beis Israel and the shunim of Sora of Shiva in the beim ayom beim ayom abos abokim yarachim aleyam yitzim in Sora of Shiva. Ashto bagolov is man koribin in our amen.
No, second day or not? I'll be there on Wednesday.
It's not from England. No, my grandpa's from America.
Where are you?
No, it's not that.
Is that their card?
Yeah.
It's not so much.
No. Here they
So
How do you pause this? Who's is this?
I don't know. Just leave it there. The guy will find it.
Yeah, we're just gonna leave the.
Sure. Probably none of these are yours.
None of them are. Anybody know whose recorder this is?
Maybe Sax.
It's not Sax.
No, it's the rabbi's recorder.
No, it's not. It's not the rabbi's recorder.
When are you getting married?
2 months. 6 weeks.
Hello, Kishiba.
To get to her.
Kishiba's recorder.
Edison. Shut up.
She got a different one.
You want the same class? Take a little one.
Yeah. Sack, this one?
Kishiba?
Later.
I saw the phone, I recognize it.